This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Everyone, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. The tune that's playing is one called Banjo Rag, which I recorded with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band several decades ago, and it's a good fun tune to play. It's got some nice chords in it. Well, this program of Back Porch Bluegrass will be paying tribute to Bobby Osborne, who passed away aged 91 years old on June 27th, 2023, just a couple of weeks ago. And we'll be playing some music from the Osborne Brothers. We often do on the show anyway, but they are a great band, and I've picked out some tracks from Bobby that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. So in the meantime, we might kick it off with a tune of theirs that I really like. One called Tennessee Hound Dog. And this is from a double LP set called The Best of the Osborne Brothers, and it came out in 1975, and it was a double LP set. Was a real treasure in those days. If it's got a few bumps and scratches on it, that's because I listened to it quite a lot. Here's the Osborne Brothers with the tune called Tennessee Hound Dog.
He's a dynamite, uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo. He looks like skin on a bone pile. Give him a glance, but when he stretches his long legs out, a fox ain't got a chance. Tennessee Hound Dog,
Tennessee Hound Dog.
Sad-faced, moony-eyed creature, his ears hang down to his knees. The she-hounds call him a has-been, an old-age home for fleas. Tennessee Hound.
making all the girl dogs know he's a dynamite. Uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo. He looks like ugly, worn over, some dog lovers have said. But he's got more sense in the end of his nose than they've got in their head. Tennessee Hound Dog.
Tennessee Hound Dog. Takes a notion, all the girl dogs know he's a dynamite. Uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo.
He looks like ugly, worn over, some dog lovers have said. He's got more sense in the end of his nose than they've got in their head. Tennessee Hound Dog.
Tennessee Hound Dog.
That is the craziest ending you ever heard, and it's got more chords in it than I care to think about. But that was the sort of music that I listened to from the Osborne Brothers and thoroughly enjoyed it. Throughout the show, we'll be playing tunes from the Osborne Brothers. We're not allowed to play them all at once. That's the way the programs have to be structured. So you'll be hearing some regular bluegrass from other artists throughout this show, but there's a fair amount of Osborne Brothers together and with other people as well. So just keep listening, folks. Bill Runkle and his band, Smith Hollow. Bill Runkle played banjo for Del McCoury way back in the late 1960s, 1970s, and continues to have a fine band. He plays banjo, does lead vocals. Larry Connor does guitar and some lead and harmony vocals. Judy Winters plays bass. Jeff Kidd on mandolin. Patrick McAvenue plays a fiddle. Danny Paisley does some lead and harmony vocals. And Tom Mint also does some harmony vocals. He was responsible for recording, mixing and mastering the album as well. Here's some great straightforward bluegrass, which I'm sure you're going to enjoy, from Bill Runkle and Smith Hollow. And here's a tune called Hollow Trouble.
Woke up this morning, happy as could be. Look out my window, what's that I see? Coming up the sidewalk, just as plain as day. Well, here comes trouble that I never thought I'd see since you went away. Hello, trouble, come on in. Well, you talk about heartache, where in the world you been? I ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. Coffee, you can rest your shoes. You can tell me those sweet lies and I'll listen to you. It's all a little part of the life we live. Well, I'd rather have a little bit of trouble than to never know the love you give. Hello, trouble, come on in. Well, you talk about heartache, where in the world you been? I ain't had your misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. Thank you.
you talk about heartache, where in the world you been? I ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
Oh, they've got a great band sound, haven't they? Band driving banjo there and some good vocals, good guitar. Hope you enjoyed Bill Runkle and his band, Smith Hollow. Bobby Osborne was singer and mandolinist with the bluegrass duo, the Osborne Brothers, and they were particularly known for hit songs like Rocky Top and a whole bunch of other songs, Ruby, Are You Mad, Blame Me, Fair and Tender Ladies, all sorts of music. We play it quite a lot on the show, and we did a tribute to his brother, Sonny Osborne, who died in October 2021, and did a tribute show there of 2nd of November, I believe it was, in 2021, if you want to dig that out. And I played quite a bit of Osborne Brothers music then. They founded the Osborne Brothers in the very early 1950s, Sonny and Bob, but their recording career together began after Bobby had served in the US Marine Corps during the Korean War, and during which he was honoured with a Purple Heart. The brothers began recording in the mid-1950s with Bobby on mandolin and doing vocals and tenor, and Sonny played banjo and did baritone harmonies, and they always had a third member playing guitar and singing as well. But they discovered a style of vocal that really worked for them, with Bobby's great natural tenor voice doing the high lead, Sonny doing the baritone part underneath it, and then the third singer, the guitarist, doing the tenor part but down an octave rather than being above the melody, just being at the bottom of the trio. And this became their signature sound, particularly on their first country music hit, 1958, Once More. And by 1964, the members of the Grand Ole Opry, best known for the song Rocky Top, really, but I'm not going to play that because I've played that quite a few times, but it will probably come up in future shows. That became one of the Tennessee State songs. The Osborne Brothers expanded their repertoire, adding sounds from pop and rock to their bluegrass. They were named Vocal Group of the Year by the Country Music Association. And they played, really, when bluegrass festivals got back into the being very common, they supported a bluegrass band rather than a country band. And they always had their amazing trio music, but sometimes overlooked is the fact that Bobby was a really great and innovative mandolin player. Sometimes his sound is described as a bit brittle, but he sort of had a slightly jazzy approach to bluegrass mandolin. And I'm going to play you one of his mandolin tunes now. This is one from the album Bluegrass Express, and it's a mandolin tune called Surefire. Osborne certainly were into those endings, weren't they? That was Bobby Osborne playing Surefire with Sonny doing a banjo break in there. This show is celebrating the life of Bobby Osborne of the Osborne Brothers, who died just a few weeks ago on the 27th of June. But we're playing some other music as well. Here's from the album Another Saturday Night, Dudley Connell and Don Rigsby. And here's a tune written by Joe Isaacs called Dreams of Home. Playing with them on this is Missy Raines on bass, Tim O'Brien on fiddle, Randy Cawes on slide guitars. Dudley plays the acoustic guitar and does most of the lead and the baritone vocals. Don Rigsby plays all the mandolins and does lead and tenor vocals. So let's see what they're doing on Dreams of Home.
Last night all alone,
classic duet there from Don Rigsby and Dudley Connell there, and Joe Isaac writes some great, very classic sounding bluegrass music, doesn't he? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith, playing music from my shelves and celebrating the life of Bobby Osborne in this program. Let's hear, I'll tell you about our sponsors first. Our sponsors are Shearer's Music Works, and this show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And of course, our sponsor, Shearer's Music Works, is a big store in Hamilton, New Zealand. They'll sort you out anything you want musically, instruments, accessories, advice, books from which to learn, and all sorts of things. Go and see the friendly folk at Shearer's Music Works. They've been supporting music in the Waikato area for many, many years and doing a great job of it. I'm delighted that they support Back Porch Bluegrass. And we're going to hear a song from the Osborne Brothers that really features Bobby's lovely clear tenor voice. Hamilton County did this song in the early days because we had a tenor singer, David Calder, who could sing a little bit like Bobby Osborne, and we used to really enjoy doing this show in some of our live performances. I might play it one day, but the Osborne Brothers version is where we got it, and it's one called Hey Hey Bartender, and it goes like this.
It's love, it's love, it's love, it's love, it's love, bartender. Yes, I guess you guessed it's love that's got me down. Somehow, but now I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone, bartender. And I see, you see, it hurts to be alone.
Brings back a lot of memories listening to that song, Hey Hey Bartender, having a conversation with the bartender about your problems. I'm not sure that that's entirely the best way to go, but I don't mean any insult at all if you're a bartender. I'm sure you have some very nice conversations there. Let's hear a tune that played by another banjo player that really influenced my early music, and another mandolin player who went away from the usual style of mandolin playing. Dean Webb of the Dillards, Doug Dillard is a banjo player, Rodney Dillard was a guitarist, Mitch Jane was a bass player, and here they are playing a tune called Sinking Creek from the Live Almost album.
Thank you all very much. Thank you.
some lovely banjo playing there from Doug Dillard. It's a neat fun tune to play, Sinking Creek. And study it up if you're a banjo player, because it's got some really nice licks in it and really works. It's a good fun tune. The Osborne Brothers were a wonderful duet, but on rare occasions they recorded with other people. And I have an album just entitled Bluegrass from one Mac Wiseman, and I'm a big fan of Mac Wiseman's music, always liked his approach. And this delightful album, which just here, it's got a blue cover and a picture of some horses and white fences, and I guess that's a Kentucky scene. Mac Wiseman Bluegrass, and he put out this album in, not sure, really, maybe 1975 or something like that. Much before then, at late 1960s. And Bob Osborne played mandolin and sang harmony with Mac Wiseman. Sonny Osborne played the five-string banjo. Tommy Jackson played the fiddle. Joe Zinkin played the bass. Willie Ackerman on drums. And Mac Wiseman played the guitar. And both Mac and Bobby were in great voices. And Sonny, of course, did some beautiful banjo playing. And I picked a tune called How Lonely Can You Get? And this was a song that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band borrowed from this album. We used to perform it, and we did the song on the Grand Ole Opry in June 1971. And it was a great song. It was an excellent song to do. We were on Bill Monroe's section of the Opry and did our first song, and then he invited us back, said, do another song. So we did How Lonely Can You Get? Mac Wiseman and Bobby Osborne doing it this time as a lovely duet. Have a listen.
Have you ever been so lonely, so blue you could die, when the one you love no longer cares for you? When your troubled mind keeps bothering you, won't leave you alone, when you know it's all over, love's grown cold. How lonely, oh how lonely can you get? I'd give this wide world over if we had never met. I wouldn't have these lonely nights, days of sad regret. Troubled mind to live and just forget, but I don't find that so easy, and never will, I guess. I'm locked up in a dream world with dreams and loneliness, and every day I ask myself, how lonely can you get?
Always loved Mac Wiseman's version of that song, but Bobby Osborne did a great job of singing tenor. While we're talking about his ability to mix in with the other bands, let's play a track from Rhonda Vincent from her All-American Bluegrass Girl album. Rhonda Vincent definitely loved the Osborne Brothers. She definitely wanted to be an Osborne Brother, I'm sure. And she chooses a lot of their songs. And she got Bobby to sing with her on this song. And it's one called Midnight Angel. Rhonda Vincent with Bobby Osborne as guest vocalist.
searching for a victim to feed your hungry heart. You say you don't love me, still I wait all alone for my midnight angel to come home. It seems I spend a lifetime between this
Rhonda Vincent, Midnight Angel, with Bobby Osborne as guest vocalist. We've been celebrating the life of Bobby Osborne, who died on the 27th of June 2023, just a few weeks ago, and the contribution that he has made to bluegrass music, along with his brother Sonny on banjo, Bobby on mandolin, and their vocals together have just been amazing. And I've got a track coming up that shows you the influence way down here in New Zealand too. Meanwhile, I'd like to say a big hello to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand. This show comes out from Free FM 89.0 at 10 o'clock on Tuesday nights. That's the first airing, and if you, no matter where you are, you can listen live by going to the Free FM website and picking on Back Porch Bluegrass and or listen live, and you'll just hear the show. I usually record it in the mornings, played that night, and then it's put around various radio stations, access radio stations around New Zealand in the subsequent week. All different times. So thanks very much for tuning in wherever you're tuning in. Also, access radio stations in Canada, delighted to be played over there. CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and in the USA, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show and Bluegrass Planet Radio, and of course Prince George in British Columbia as well. So thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass all over the world. It's nice to know that there's people tuning in. It's always my take on bluegrass. I play the music off my shelves, and it's music that I've accumulated over several decades of listening to bluegrass music and playing it. talking about playing it, and I told you the Osborne Brothers were a big influence on us. 1972, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band were in Sydney, Australia, and we recorded in the EMI Studios an album that became one of our best albums in many ways. The album was called Kersbrook Cottage, and on it we took a track from the Osborne Brothers called My Old Kentucky Home, which is a very light-hearted look at that song. And we created a sort of party atmosphere around the song, and it went like this.
Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home, and the old folks roll on the floor. Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home, keep them hard times away from my door.
Sister Sue, she's short and stout. She didn't grow up, she grew out. Mama says she's plain, but she's being kind. Papa says she's pretty, but he's almost blind. Ain't letting her out except in at night. But I don't care, 'cause I'm alright.
Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home, and the old folks roll on the floor. The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. Keep them hard times away from my door.
Brother Gene, he's big and mean. I don't have much to say. He had a good woman, he whipped every night, but now she's gone away. Got drunk last night, kicked mama down the stairs, but I'm alright, so I don't care.
Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home, and the old folks roll on the floor. Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. Keep them hard times away from my door. Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home, and the old folks roll on the floor. Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home.
Some crazy things in 1972. Oh, lots of double tracking there, and we had got a real party atmosphere going in the studio. I remember doing some of that song, and it was pretty tight, wasn't it? I haven't heard that for a long, long time. Old Kentucky Home, yes. Osborne Brothers recorded or re-recorded many of their songs when they started playing pretty much straight bluegrass again, songs that they'd previously recorded as more of a country band with a pedal steel, lead guitar, drums in them. They re-recorded with their another band in their mid-late 70s, and they were the Once More Volume 1 and 2, and there's some great songs on that. They recorded it with Bobby on mandolin and vocals, Sonny on banjo and vocals, and he was already using his Gitjo on some of those songs, which is basically a guitar with a banjo neck and banjo tuning strings on it, which he played and got a much softer sound. It would sound pretty good. Blaine Sprouse on the fiddle, Paul Brewster on guitar and vocals. What a great harmony band that one, man. That one was. And Jimmy Brock on the bass. And this is where they're just being a bluegrass band once more. And they did some wonderful versions of songs. And I am going to play for you a track from this called My Favorite Memory.
One. You gave me something time can never take from me. A light that guides me when life's dark and I can see. When I'm cold, a hand to hold will comfort me. 'Cause you'll be there, my favorite memory. Your lips were sweet, your arms were warm, I tasted life. You'll have my heart in all my dreams each night. Though something calls out yonder now, and I'm asleep, you'll always be my favorite memory. So now don't cry, it's not goodbye, it's just so long. I'll take you with me where I travel. When I close my eyes at night and go to sleep, you're lying there, my favorite memory.
Ah, just lovely. That trio of Bobby on top, Sonny in the middle, and there Paul Brewster doing the tenor harmony, but down low is just magic. And they created a whole new sound for bluegrass music, which is perpetrated right throughout the world as bluegrass bands have copied them. An amazing contribution to the music. It's time that I need to tell you about a concert coming up. You, Me, Everybody, great band, on Saturday the 22nd of July at the Jam Factory in Tauranga. Sam Frangos Rhodes on mandolin and fiddle and whatever else he chooses to play. Lawrence Frangos Rhodes, his big brother, on guitar and writing most of the songs, doing the lead vocals. Nat Talkington from the Pippi Picker on banjo. James Gielak, who's a very accomplished jazz bass player, playing the double bass. And Kim Bonington, great country singer, doing lead vocals. She does an excellent job playing guitar and doing vocals with the band. You, Me, Everybody, Saturday, 22nd of July at the Jam Factory in Tauranga. You can go online and book, and it'll be a great concert to go to. I encourage you to be involved in that one. What else do I need to say? Country music concert this Thursday night if you're in the Waikato area at Morrinsville Rotary Community Hall. It's Thursday night because Matariki is being celebrated on Friday, and that's the Maori New Year. There's a whole bunch of information on that that I could give you, but it's just a day off as a holiday, so it's a long weekend. I'm going down to see my son Mike in Wellington and visit with him and his wife Haley and see how things are going down there. So it's a time to celebrate family things, Matariki, all that sort of thing. So what else is going on? Back Porch Bluegrass will be on Sunday the 23rd of July. And just a jam session. Bring your instruments along to the Waikato Contract Bridge Club at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. We'll have a good time doing some picking. Let's hear from Earl Taylor. This is Earl Taylor, Jim McCall and the Stony Mountain Boys, an album they recorded, 12 songs in 4 hours in the studio. 1964, you pushed things along in those days, and they did real straight bluegrass, and a very influential band on my early bluegrass tastes. Here they are doing the old Lester Flatt, Bill Monroe song, Sweetheart, You Done Me Wrong.
Now you told me that your love is true. Sweetheart, I thought the world of you. But I'm still praying for a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Road is rough and rocky too, as I travel on, dear, without you. But maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Never shall forget today when you said you were going away. I couldn't believe that it was true after all the love I had for you. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have left me all alone. Maybe there
classic bluegrass there from Earl Taylor, Jibber Cole and the Stony Mountain Boys. They also had Vernon McIntyre or Boat Whistle on bass, Benny Martin on fiddle and Walter Hedgley on banjo. Time for a gospel song now. Dora Lawson, No Better. And Dora Lawson and Quicksilver just about wrote the book on doing bluegrass gospel. Doyle does lead and baritone vocals, plays mandolin. Shaw Lane in this band, lead and tenor vocals, guitar. Jimmy Stewart on the baritone vocals in the dobro. And Brad Campbell, baritone and low tenor vocals on banjo. And John Berry, bass vocals and the bass. And I've picked out a song for you, I Want to Live, So I'll Be Ready. It's good advice. This comes from Dora Lawson and Quicksilver in 1994. This is what they sounded like then. And however they sounded on the recording, it was how they sounded on stage. Very disciplined band, and they did some great gospel music. Hope you enjoy this one.
The redeemed will overcome. short life down here is ended. And I've run my feeble race. I shall dwell in that bright city, and I shall look upon his face. Oh, sinner, don't you want to go there? That land so bright and fair, where the tree of life is blooming, and it's always day up there. I wanna live so I'll be ready on that day when Jesus comes, so that I can go back with him and not be left behind like some.
Oh, some great gospel music there from Dor Lawson and Quicksilver. We're getting near the end of the show. I'd like to play another track from Bill Runkle and Smith Hollow. And this is one where they're playing tribute to the Osborne Brothers. They're doing the song that the Osborne Brothers really made famous called Lonesome Feeling. Here's Bill Runkle. This is from the Lonely Tonight album. Just about time to finish Back Porch Bluegrass now. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. I hope you've enjoyed hearing about Bobby Osborne and the legacy that he left bluegrass musicians all over the world. Thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'll be doing a show again for next week, and I'd love to that you tuned in then too. We'll take it out with the Osborne Brothers playing a song that's pretty true, Gotta Travel On. Thanks and bye.
Papa, right.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.